Maine Democrats announce fair and inclusive process to select a new U.S. Senate nominee. By Hannah Knudsen on July 10, 2026. The fair and inclusive process to select a new U.S. Senate nominee in Maine is now underway, Democrats announced late Thursday night. Maine Democratic Party Executive Director Devin Murphy Anderson released a video update shortly before midnight, detailing the process of choosing a replacement for scandal-plagued Graham Platner, who suspended his campaign this week following an allegation of rape. "As you all know, we have been absolutely committed to transparency. So even though it is incredibly late at night, I am coming to you live on the ground from the Maine Dems headquarters," Murphy Anderson said, announcing that their process for U.S. Senate candidates is now live. Candidates now have the ability to submit their declaration of intent and begin engaging Maine Democrats in earnest by earning their support and collecting signatures, she said. "We are fully committed to transparency. So we are making those candidate rules available to everyone, and you can read them at mainedems.org. We are continuing to race towards the release of our fair and inclusive process to select a new U.S. Senate nominee. And we are not leaving this office until that process is in the hands of you, the people," she declared. "In the meantime, you can expect more updates like this from the ground. To Mainers, thank you for being in this effort with us. And for showing the country our resiliency as Maine people. And to the rest of the country watching from afar, thank you for cheering us on. Democracy, while messy, is always, always worth fighting for," she added. Her update followed Maine Democrats releasing a statement Wednesday that provided an update on finding a replacement and detailed the meeting with over 100 state committee members who voted to hold a nominating convention to choose a new nominee. "There is an unprecedented amount of energy and enthusiasm among Maine Democrats, driven in part by many of the dedicated volunteers and supporters who were inspired by Graham Platner's campaign," their statement read. "We look forward to coming together and harnessing that energy around our new nominee as we work to defeat Susan Collins in November." As Breitbart News reported, some, including Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, are said to be throwing support behind Troy Jackson, who is former president of the Maine Senate. However, he also has controversy following him, as he has been accused of striking a female colleague with a bottle. "There are many witnesses, and it appears this is a widespread open secret within Maine politics and not an isolated incident," the leftist group Progressive Victory detailed, releasing the information in the interest of not making the same mistake twice.